Senator Roger Marshall endorses Donald Trump, calls for GOP to unite. By Nick Gilbertson on November 20, 2023. Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, will announce his endorsement of former President Donald Trump for president on Monday morning and call for the Republican Party to unite behind the 45th president, his office has revealed. In an emailed press release, Marshall's team shared excerpts from his statement of support for the 45th president ahead of its official release, which he begins by criticizing President Joe Biden's Green New Deal agenda, which he sees as harming the American agriculture and energy industries. Since the day Joe Biden stepped foot in the Oval Office, this White House declared war on American agriculture and American energy independence in pursuit of their Green New Deal agenda and electric vehicle mandates, Marshall said in the statement, adding that Biden has also completely abandoned our Christian values and undermined our constitutional rights. Marshall contends that Americans need an America First leader back in the White House who fights for families in the heartland and the values we live by. While others may try to imitate him, only President Trump will put our country back on track on day one. It's time for the GOP to unite behind President Trump. Let's end the political primary charade and focus on retiring Joe Biden, he added. Marshall marks the 13th U.S. senator to back Trump in his bid for the White House, 538 noted. The others are Marsha Blackburn, RTN. Mike Braun, RN. Ted Budd, RSC. Steve Daines, RMount. Lindsey Graham, RNC. Bill Hagerty, RTN. Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK. Eric Schmidt, RMO. Rick Scott, RFL. Cindy Hyde-Smith, RME. Tommy Tuberville, RL. J.D. Vance, RO. Only four Republican senators have endorsed someone other than Trump, according to 538. Senate Minority Whip John Thune, RSD, and Senator Mike Rounds, RSD, endorsed Santam Scott, who has dropped out of the race. Senators John Hoeven, RND, and Kevin Cramer, RND, each support Governor Doug Burgum, RND. Trump is dominating his opponents in the Republican primary field. As of Sunday, he held 58.9% in the Real Clear Politics polling average, and his nearest opponent, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, was 44.5 points behind, at 14.4%.